We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. New York City is getting its second licensed cannabis shop today. Like the first, it's down in the Village. Unlike the first, it's owned and operated by a guy who also dealt with marijuana before it was legal. Darius Ratzius with more from the Village this morning.
Roland Connor is a new owner of Smacked.
I didn't want my son to get in trouble or walk down a path that I was walking. And so, you know, we went down this journey and said, let's find out how we can do this in a legal way.
This is the first cannabis shop to open whose owner had a previous marijuana conviction. Councilmember Christopher Marti.
For decades, throughout New York City, kids like me were scared. Scared of their own communities.
This follows the opening of New York's first cannabis dispensary called Housing Works on December 30th on Broadway. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Bleecker Street.
The NYPD cold case squad has solved a double murder in Harlem from almost 30 years ago.
1010 Winds has learned DNA evidence, fingernail scrapings, and other biological matter are what has linked 64-year-old Larry Atkinson to the double murder. Sarah Roberts and her daughter Sharon had been strangled with tubing from the daughter's oxygen machine. When the DNA evidence was tested back in 1994, there was no match to anyone. Joseph Giacalone, a retired sergeant and now adjunct professor at John Jay College, says there could be lots of reasons why there was no DNA match.
It's about when the person's arrested, if they plea cases down. So if this doesn't fit a certain category, then they don't take the DNA. So you could see how somebody can go this long.
And back in 1994, the DNA testing wasn't as sophisticated as it is now. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
The NYPD looking for a second suspect now in the murder of a grandmother who was strangled in her apartment on the Upper West Side. 74-year-old Maria Hernandez was found dead in her apartment on West 83rd near Columbus last Wednesday. Her hands and feet were bound. The former superintendent of the building, LaShawn Mackey, was arrested and charged with murder, attempted murder, and burglary. But investigators don't think he worked alone. They've released photos of a second man they suspect of involvement in the killing. And we'll put those up at 1010winds.com. The Vision Zero plan implemented under the de Blasio administration had the rather ambitious goal of eliminating all traffic deaths in the city. That goal, of course, was not achieved, and lately things seem to be trending in the opposite direction. Jacob DeCastro is with Transportation Alternatives.
We looked at the data for 2022, and we found that traffic crashes in New York City remain above pre-pandemic levels, and 24% over fatalities are 24% higher than 2018, the safest year under Vision Zero.
Transportation Alternatives says the solution to traffic violence is scaling more safe street projects up. The City Department of Transportation, for its part, says the safety of all New Yorkers remains DOT's number one priority. Mayor Adams heard about Chase closing some of its ATMs during non-business hours because of rising crime and homeless people camping out in the vestibules housing the ATMs, and the mayor acknowledges it's his problem to solve.
People don't want to walk into their ATM and see someone urinating, see someone screaming and yelling. That's, people don't want to go through that. And that is what I am saying I need to stop, because I don't want my ATM's closing down.
The mayor didn't specify exactly what he intends to do about it. Chase has said they're hoping these closures will be temporary. LIRR service into Grand Central was supposed to start a few weeks ago, but there were ventilation problems, which have apparently been resolved now, because service will begin tomorrow morning, but not full service. For the first 3 weeks, all that will be offered is a shuttle service between Grand Central and Jamaica. The MTA says this is so riders can get familiar with the new terminal, which was decades in the making. The first train out of Jamaica will depart at 10:45 tomorrow morning and pull into Grand Central at 11:07. We'll find out who's headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame tonight. Mark Rene is here with the preview. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, we know Fred McGriff's going in. He was elected by one of the veterans committees early last month, but there's a chance none of the players on the ballot get the necessary 75% of the vote from the baseball writers. Now, by all accounts, Scott Rolen might have the best shot, and Bob Costas told MLB Network he thinks he should.
Scott Rolen won 8 gold gloves, so he was a superior defensive third baseman. And if you look at his slash line through the heart of his career and compare it to Brooks Robinson, he's a better offensive player than Brooks Robinson.
But Costas added, when it comes to the eyeball test,
if we're talking about a sense of where they fall in baseball history, Robinson was a no-brainer first ballot. Rolen, somebody you got to think about.
And we'll find out who's going to Cooperstown just after 6 o'clock tonight. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.